There's a medrash about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam threw the Amim out of it. No, the garish them, brings Klal Yisrael in. Chazal says it's a medrash Rabba, Parsha Chof Gimel, is it Beis? Zesh Omar HaKosuv. Koyach Maisov Higid La'amoy. Omar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. If I wanted, livrois lachem eretz chadosha, I didn't have to make it that there's wars and get rid of somebody. I could make a yesh me'ayin, I'll make a new place and take you in there. Yochel ha'yisi livrois lachem eretz chadosha. Elo b'shvil laharois lachem es koichi, but to show you koichi, ani hoireg es soinechem mipneichem. I'm killing your soinim in front of you. V'noisin lachem es artzom. Taken simply, it means the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is coming, that Koyche means the all powerful, the Koyche that he could do, that he could throw out Goyim, that he could be. So Koyche Maisav, that means, which is that means the Koyche of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that he would make a Yesh Me'ayin in Eretz to put Klal Yisrael, that wouldn't show them enough. What does that have to show them? That he takes some Basar Vedoms and he beats them up and he throws them out. That shows the Kaychay of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But that, first of all, that itself is difficult to understand. More than that is, what Raya's more do you need? How about Yitzias Mitzrayim? How about what he did to Mitzrayim? How about Sichain and Oig, which already happened? All that. He showed already his power that he could do that. So what if it's difficult to say that Koyach Maisav Higid La'amai means just to show how strong that he's stronger than them, that he can do that. You showed that already. First of all, the Yesh Ma'ayin shows that you're the Baal HaBos. Second of all of it, the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ramban Parshas Saif Parshas Boy, all of Yitzias Mitzrayim shows the Chutz L'Derech HaTevan that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam can do. It shows every aspect that you need to know about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's all there in Yitzias Mitzrayim. And if that's not enough, and Kriyas Yamsuf is not enough, right, so you have Sichin Vayik to add on to the list. So you showed that already. What's the issue? The Teretz is, that's not what Koyach Maisav Higid La'amai means here. Koyach Maisav Higid La'amai means something else. First of all, what the limud is, and then what does that have to do with Koyach? I'll show you what Koyach means here. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is learning up with Klal Yisrael the his hanhoga. In other words, what does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam want from you? For example, the famous Shloach Kodesh, that Eretz Knan is Miloshon Hachno. He says, you have to be nich to be koine in Eretz Knan. It has to do with Hachno. If you're nich not to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you're koine Eretz Knan. You have a schus to be in Eretz Yisrael. If you're not, so it'll make you be nichna and get rid of you. And then he'll get rid of you. And he says, it's an interesting word. It's called Eretz Canaan, and it's called Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is lasan ki sarisa melikim v'adam v'tuchal. It's an asroris of shlita, right? In shlita, they're both true. If you're nichna to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you have nothing mitzitcha, you have no right to be here. If you're nichna to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's what your right is to be here. And then he gives you the koyach, through the koyach, the Eibishter gives you, it's Yisrael, you become the asrori, you get the shlita, that's Yisrael. If what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is showing them, how do you get Eretz Yisrael? He's showing them what's the hanhoga, what's the Darkei Hashem over here, what's mutal for them to do, that they have to be nichna to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's what he's showing them. How? If he would have made, just created a land that anybody could go in, so then you don't know what the game rules are. Right? You don't know what the rules are of this place. So yeah, he gave it to them, okay, so now it's mine. Here, he had this place, and he gave it to somebody else. And they know what the other needed, and they weren't nichna to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And because of that, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam throws them out because they weren't nichna. What's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam teaching you? It's a lesson for Klal Yisrael that Eretz Canaan is Eretz Canaan. It's nichna, that your avoida, right? Your avoida is to be nichna to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If you're avoid, that's what he's teaching them. Koyach Maisav Higid La'ama, it doesn't mean physical prowess. It doesn't mean strength. Koyach Maisav, Koyach Chochma. Chochma, the Zohar says, what's Chochma? Koyach Ma. there's a tikkun yazayah koyach ma, which means it also the tikkun yazayah says half and it's both. Taking kipshutai that he doesn't say it's both. Koyach ma means what koyach do you have? You have nothing. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael when they started with Aaron, va'aron mahu kisalinu olav. Mahu is a lashon of nothing. Koyach ma, you be'etzem have no koyach. But what's ma? Ma is begematria the milui of the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ma is gematria 45. If you do Yud Kei Vav Kei with a hey being hey, spell hey can be spelled three ways. But hey Yud, hey Aleph, hey. If you go with hey hey, the Tikkun Yazayah says, and you fill up that Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, and then you go the whole thing. It comes out to a gematria of 45. Koyach ma, the koyach of any koyach that you had, the koyach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what, and that's called chachma. What's called chachma? Chachma is not called just possessing. And the emes of chachma is the chachma which you're davuk in the rotzen of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You're understanding what does the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doing in this world. What does he want from you? What do you have to do? That's the ultimate chachma. Chachma is koyach ma. The lashon of the Tikkun Yazayah is in a different place. Va'amitz koyach. What's called amitz koyach? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is super strong. Do chachma. That's koyach ma. Koyach is that nekuda. Kohen Gadol is called amitz koyach. Right, but thing in the koyach ma. The koyach comes from that's the limud. The limud of koyach ma'isav higid la'amoy. It's not in terms of physical strength that they would have seen. But koyach ma'isav, what is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? What's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doing here? He's teaching why what is done is done. Klal Yisrael should understand what they're here for. If you see that in Eretz Yisrael, if they're not nichna, they're gone. That means you have to come and be nichna. That's the lesson. And b'chihai gavna, in the destroying the goyim, the shayrish of Klal Yisrael's success in Eretz Yisrael and kiyum in Eretz Yisrael lies in the goyim's being thrown out, because that's where the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is through that and in that is giving them the lesson of how to stay. Right, that's how he's giving them the lesson of how to stay. That's Lagabi this Medrash Rabbah. Mishchaydish of you find a thing even more. So this is all, he threw them out in the bad that he did to them. That's the source of our good, right? That's the source of our good. You find even more than that, in an instance, at least one, where even the source of your bad, in your bad, something bad that happens to Klal Yisrael, is mushrash. There's a good mushrash in that. There's a good that comes. There's a good lying in that also. That's mistater in the bad. Every chaydish, so the Sefer Yetzira, every chaydish is neged an ois, and it's neged a few things, and it's neged a chush, and it's neged a chush, and it's neged a part of the neighbor of the goof. That's what concerns me here. So in the Arizal's version, there's different versions, there's a Ravid, there's whatever. In the Arizal's version, the chaydish of himlich ois tes, b'shmiya, and it's neged kulya smoilis beguf, and it's neged the left kidney. It's negative the left kidney. Okay. So we have three different things. Tess, left kidney, shmir. Okay, let's put them together. What's ois tess, number one? So there's a klal from others, from around. But and that's taken on, that's accepted yesod. But the first time you find something in the Torah, that tightens up what its essence is. That's like Abi Oisius also. And anyway, this test, it says that in different places anyway. Test, the first time, is the word Tov. Test signifies Tov. Right? If that's true, the test signifies Tov, and it's brought to the desires like that, whatever. If test signifies Tov, we have a Pella, the Himlich Ois Test, Tafka in the Chaydish of Tucher Bonus. In Tisha B'Av was that the first Beis Hamikdash, the second Beis Hamikdash, there is Himlich Ois Test. I would have said Ois Test should be maybe in Nisa Nigalu, Nisa Nasidim Ligoel, should be there, there should be a test. Punkt the Ois test, which is Toiv, is in the Chaydish of, which is the ultimate rock, the ultimate misfortune which befell Klal Yisrael. So that's an interesting Yisrael. Why would that be? The Yisrael is like we said. The Churban, the Rabbeinu Shalom is Kulay Toiv. The Churban isn't meant to destroy Klal Yisrael. The Churban isn't meant to get rid of Klal Yisrael. You'll see at the end of the Teichachas and Parshas Yisrael, not there earlier. Right, the bris of Klal Yisrael is going to be a key. Just what's the purpose of Churban? The purpose of Churban is to teach you why, if it was Nechrav for Givis Averis, you learn from why it's Nechrav, from the fact it brings you to do tshuva, to be makir. Person gets wrapped up in their own ways, all of a sudden they get hit by this thing, like they say in Ivrit, Osim Choshvim. Afterwards they have to figure out what's going on, why did it happen, right? And then they learn up why that happened, and they pick themselves up. That be'etzem is the good that lies in the bad. The bad is that there's an einish, it came to that because of it. That's a terrible thing. That's why it's called teichacha. It's not something that's pleasant. But in mushrash in the ra is the teif, is the shayrish of teif. Otherwise there wouldn't be the ra. The ra would never happen in the first place. So just like they're being driven, they're being beaten down, is a shayrish for Klal Yisrael to understand what they have to do to stay. Here, your own being beaten down is a shayrish for you understanding what you have to do to stay. You have like this. Now, he brings, now, let's talk about the other thing. So you have the tenth. Okay, so that's the test. What's Kulya, Smilis, and what's Shmiah? So what does that mean? Shmiah we already understand. That means, what's the point? Where's the Taiv in the Churban? When do you have the test? The test is there in Churban if you understand what the Churban came for. Right? If you understand what the Churban came for. You spend time thinking about it. You understand why it came. What was expected of Klal Yisrael that they didn't do, and Memela, what is expected of you to do now? If you dare that, right, then it's taketes. It has the kayach, the chaydish of Churban has the kayach to be tes. When? With Shmiah. Shmiah doesn't mean physically that it enters your ears. Like in Yiddish they say, it's not mehert, medarhert. You understand something. It becomes a part of you. If you need a nice nusach, I found a nice nusach in Reb Tzadik. Iker hashmiyahu, this is in Pritzadik by us. Iker hashmiyahu kishenichnas le'emek halev. Shehalev yishma v'sheyiye shimu utechinafshechem. It's a concept. Shimu utechinafshechem. They state impossible. Shimu utechinafshechem doesn't mean you hear something in Techi Nafshechem. Shimu, and internalize it, and understand Nafshechem, right? And you understand in your very depths of your being that what it is that you're supposed to do, the Techi Nafshechem. That's the ultimate Taiv. The Shairish of that Taiv is in the Churban. But when can you evoke, when can you get, how do you get that Shairish of the Taiv out of the Churban? That's only Shmiah. Now what's Kulia Smilas? Kulia Smilas. So we know, Brachas, everything's back to their klayos yoyetzes, right? And the kilya yamin is yoyetzes l'toiv, and the kulya smile is yoyetzes l'ra, and the yoyetzes l'ra. So this I saw that Reb Tzadik himself in Anush Chodesh Av, he also talks like this. It says similar to this. I just came to it from a different thing, because what do you call it? Yoyved the Rabbeinu Shalaylan b'shnei yitzarecha, right? So Yetzer HaTov, we understand Yoyved the Rabbeinu Shalom. Yoyved the Rabbeinu Shalom with Yetzer HaRa. What's the Yetzer HaRa? The Yetzer HaRa gives you taivas. You want to do something. Take those things and curb them and use them for what they're meant to be used. Then you've taken that and you've turned that thing, you turned the bad into good. Right? The Kulya Smilis, he says, if somebody is Shemeya, what the shayrish of the Churban, and you take it for the test to make it, that's the toiv, you use that as the shayrish to show that in the Churban is a test, is a toiv. If you take it to show that there's another, I think Tikkuni Hazayir that says it's a toiv, it's a kayach of toiv that's hidden, right? That's hidden. It's mamish this. If there's a toiv hidden in the Churban and you take that toiv and you're megala it al yedei your shmiya. Right, that you are nichna to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that all you have to, you're, that you know, whatever the Averis were, the tikkun, to Bein Adam L'Chaveira, Bein Adam L'Mokim, if you elevate yourself to that Madrega, that's why this is the Kol Yismailis. That Kol Yismailis, which is normally a Yetzes Ra, if you have a Shmiya and you take the Toiv out of the Ra, you can be Mahapach the Kol Yismailis to be. You can be mahapach to kol yismailis like shnei yitzerecha, like the yitzer har. You can be mahapach that to work for kveit shemayim. If you look, you know, all of the if you chmana l'slan in batzavim, you have to say tilim for somebody. So there's different kapitlach and tilim. Kapitlach and tilim are mechuvin towards different machlas. So this is just a cute thing. I think this is the mucker is this. Sefer Yetzirah in Kupetel Kuf Yud Tes Ois Tes, each Ois is separate. Ois Tes, what's the Hakdama there? What does it say? Chayle Kloyos. For Chayle Kloyos, the Eitz is that's the Kapitel Tes. Tuv Tam V'das Lam Deini. Everything is the Eivishter to the Toiv of the thing. Tes is the Tikkun to take that Tes, to use the Tes of Chaydish Ov, to use the Tes Mitechas Matzav of Bed. In Churban, to take that test, that has bekayach any physical illness is a simon of a spiritual illness. To take that test is mahapach the kulya that's affected a kulya smilus, which is yetzis lira. It takes that as mahapach the taif. So that means in Chaydish Av, that tells us what our avoda in Chaydish Av is. Our avoda in Chaydish Av is to remember that in the Churban there's a test which only comes, it doesn't come by just sleeping through kinnis or, you know, doing what you have to do on Tisha B'Av and just walking into Tisha B'Av with no hachanas. It goes, you have to understand what it is. You have to learn up the Churban. Alma of the Haaretz, among other things, Alozimus Terasim. Alma of the Haaretz, what would I say? The Mikdash Rishon, the Mikdash Sheni. To learn up. From that Churban, that's how you learn up. That's you to learn the chokhmah, to learn the kayach ma of what the Eibishter is doing in the Churban, and memela to pick up the test, to make toiv, to take the toiv out of the ra, to use that as if by the that you use it, then the ra itself becomes a chelik of the binyan of the toiv to take that. But that's only if you're shemeya. That's only if in the depths of your nefesh you internalize what the Churban was. That's our avodah. If Rachmana Litzlan, one doesn't do that, then just adding on to the Churban. And you have the opportunity of test, and you're not taking advantage of it. That's our avodah for Chodesh Av. Shabbos.